Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success podcast mini course show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete. I'm your host, and for the next 15 minutes, we're going to be talking all about podcasting. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Jennifer Navarrete, and on today's show, I have marriage and relationship coach Dr. Bill Buttrin, Dr. Jill Buttrin, who is CEO of Set His Heart Ablaze. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jill.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Well, so one of the things that I found really, really fascinating about what you're doing in your entrepreneurial endeavors is really just the direction that you've taken your professional career. And so talk a little bit about what got you started with Set His Heart Ablaze, because you have such a rich background, and to focus in this direction to me is fascinating.
Well, that's kind of a complicated question, but I'll try to give you the short answer. Firstly, I was a medical doctor in a past life, and throughout my training and during the time I was in private practice, I saw a huge correlation between a woman's relationship health, particularly her marriage, and her physical and emotional health. And it really struck me that often when a woman had issues that she was coming to me about as a medical doctor, there was some underlying relationship issues almost always going on. So that, combined with my own experience in my own marriage, where my husband and I really weren't in a good place at one time, but we're able to get ourselves out of it and have a wonderful, beautiful marriage that's very unified now. You know, I kind of put those two things together in my entrepreneurial career as of late. And I wasn't sure I was going to go in that direction until it was actually my oldest son who said, hey, this is what you need to do, because all your friends are always, you know, wanting marriage advice and advice on how to raise their boy children. And so that's kind of really how I narrowed it down into marriage coaching and really helping women be healthy, mind, body, and spirit, with a focus on relationships.
You know, don't you just love it how our kids can see things so clearly, things that we, you know, miss and aren't even aware of, and to them it's quite obvious. I love the fact that your family is really so involved in what you're doing, and really you kind of went towards something that you were already doing just as a good friend, and now as Dr. Yeah. Jill, the relationship and marriage coach, you can be everyone's good friend.
Right. And really, Jennifer, what I'm doing is taking what I loved best about medical practice, which was having a relationship with a patient, problem solving, and guiding them, you know, as partners toward a better place. And, yeah, I think it's great that our children know us so well, because really the whole, you know, marriage and relationship thing wasn't even on my radar until my son said it, and then we're all kind of going, oh, yeah, that's obvious, you know.
Well, so when folks come to you, I think on your site the tagline says transform your marriage in 30 days or less. I have to say that for someone who is in a challenging situation in their relationship, that can seem like a very daunting task. But from what I can gather, from what I've seen, it really takes small steps leading up to big changes.
Correct. Really, that 30 days, if you come to my programs, if you come to an event, particularly if you come to a retreat, even a woman by herself at a woman's retreat without her husband, we can get through some stuff. And with the support that follows, because I don't leave people hanging, you know what I mean? They don't come to an event and then leave and go home and go, now what? I actually follow up with people one-on-one after an event and in weekly training webinars. So a woman has total support for like 3 months, and that comes with an event. So really, women do see transformation within 30 days if she does what I tell her to do, which isn't always intuitive to a woman. Now, I grew up with 3 brothers. So they were all older than me. I learned how men communicate. and I learned how men don't communicate. And a lot of times when you look at other marriage advice out there, talk it out. Go to counseling, go to therapy. And you know what? That doesn't work. Men don't operate that way. Men are action-oriented, and so what I do is I teach women skills that convey appropriate, healthy relationship model to a man so that he will be able to kind of change and come alongside her without feeling threatened in any way by emotional talking, which usually sends men the other way.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that, obviously, because we do communicate differently. I'm listening to you, and I have two sons. And so my two sons, the way that we communicate with one another is definitely different than, I guess, I would communicate with my sister and my mother. It is a different kind of a thing. I think one of the challenges is that we as women are very verbal. We do like to talk a lot. And we like to, you know, and so for men, you're right, they're more action-oriented. So I hadn't really thought about it in that way. And so thank you at least for that, for enlightening me to that, because that really is the difference. And in order to express that to one another, it helps to kind of know how everyone else thinks and how you can kind of modify your communication or your take action instead of maybe communicating to address, you know, to let them know that they are loved and cared for.
Right. Yeah, you know, women like to hear, "I love you, honey," you know, 20 times a day, and they love to be touched non-sexually, and women have such very different needs than men have, but we often love the way we would feel loved. And so sometimes women aren't conveying their love to their men, and they don't even know it. And vice versa. Men often don't know how to relate to women. But, you know, for a man, I think of some song lyrics, you know, from over the years written by men. Action, not words, more than words. These are all titles to pop songs in the last couple decades, and there are a lot more, but that's a man's perspective. He needs action from a woman, and a woman needs to take action on their own behalf. Also, I just did a webinar yesterday where I talked about women, how women commonly are very passive in a relationship with man, and she'll often give up the best of herself for the relationship. And so that's another way I encourage women to take action in their own life so that they remain attractive to their husbands, they remain interesting, they remain at peace with themselves because they don't feel angry because they're giving up everything. So this whole process is complicated, but, you know, at my events and when I'm counseling people, I kind of boil it down and I let a woman, we focus on what she needs the most. And if we're laser focused on what she needs the most, she will experience significant improvement in a relationship within a month.
You know, one of the things I found on your site that was a little bit surprising, but also something I could appreciate, was a section that detailed who was an ideal candidate and who was not an ideal candidate to work with you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm actually looking for it because I want to make sure I address all the spots.
I was just looking at it myself, and I really like that you detail it because someone may feel like that, sure, yeah, okay, I'll give it a try, but really you have to kind of give the detail about if you're going to give this a try, you really need to think about it. So one of the things I thought about, I liked, was that where it says we're not such a good fit if you don't believe you can create a change in your marriage. You want someone else to do all the work for you. You want to just keep reading books and burying yourself in business to avoid thinking about the problem. I'm going to lay these out. You think you don't have the time or the money or self-worth to do what it takes to save yourself or your marriage. You enjoy your bitterness or have your head in the sand and are interested in the truth or a change of heart, and you'd rather just keep talking about it than solve the problem. I have to tell you that those are bold statements, but I can recognize in different times of my life where I was that person. At different times in my life, in different relationships, you know, with family, with friends, with people that I cared about, where I could totally identify myself in each of those depending on the time of life and the situation. And I'm not that person anymore, but, and I'm glad I'm not that person anymore, but I saw a bit of myself in there.
Yeah, Jennifer, you just said something very true in that most of us are these people at some point in our lives. And I was this person at one time in my life, and that's why I knew to write all that stuff there, because as long as you're holding on to the past, as long as you're holding on to the idea that I can't change this myself, or I can't do this, I don't have the time, the money, or I enjoy, I get something out of blaming somebody else because that means I don't have to look at my own heart. As long as you're holding on to that, you can't create change. You can't create transformation. So when I work with somebody, I want them to be ready because, as you've noticed, I don't mince words. I'm kind of a guy like that. I'm very direct. And when a woman works with me, I want her ready. Or when a couple comes to a couple's retreat, I want them ready to do the work it takes. I don't want them to sit there and blame their spouse. If they do that, I stop them right there and I say, whoa, you're not going to get anywhere this way. But you know, in a marriage, you kind of get enmeshed in the other person, and you take everything they do personally, and you reach a point where you're trying to change them more than you're trying to change yourself. You know, there's that phrase, you know, looking at finding the splinter in somebody else's eye and missing the log in our own. We do that so bad in marriage all the time. We pick apart our partner's deficiencies as we see them, and we forget that maybe we're part of the problem, you know. I always see marriage as like a teeter-totter where he's on one end, she's on the other, and they need to be working together all the time. And they can't be sitting on the other end going, you know, you fix it, you balance it, you do this all the time. They really need to work together. And a woman can start that process even by herself, and I find that pretty amazing because that's what I did. You know, my husband was like most guys. He's like, what, counseling? I don't think so. Or maybe he would go but not really be interested in addressing the real deep issues. That is so typical of men. So I just, you know, I grew up with the kind of family where they allowed me to do whatever I wanted to do. They didn't hold me down, and nobody was going to stop me from doing anything. So I just got very determined and said, I'm going to change this marriage by myself. And I did it. Now my husband will do anything I ask him to do, and it's really incredible. And so I'm just excited to share that with women and give them the power over their own lives and their own marriages that they don't even think they have.
You know, on the other side of where it says we're a great fit, I will say there's a nice list there, but the two pieces that really stood out to me are you want solutions and you aren't afraid to take responsibility for finding your own freedom, because it is, we are responsible for not only our individual happiness, but for the relationships that we have around us, whether it's with family, friends, or people that we care about. So to me, those two statements on we're a good fit if really speaks to being responsible for our own actions, our own reactions, really. It's really the reactions that we have to things that happen to us and how, you know, we respond to those things. So those two sentences really stood out to me.
Yeah, it's really important to understand our, you know, every relationship's a give and take, and we have that moment between something happening and our response to it. And, you know, part of what allows a woman to make a marriage transformation is mastering that space, mastering, you know, being able to come down and not reacting like she did yesterday, but reacting in a healthy way that both preserves herself and the relationship. Too often we just get in these habits, you know, where we overreact and overrespond. We do the emotional work for our husbands by freaking out, and they don't have to do anything. But yeah, I mean, we're all responsible for our own selves. And particularly in religious communities, women get the message that they're supposed to submit all the time. And I think we have to be careful about how we think about that word. Submitting to another human being doesn't mean we get to give up responsibility for our own selves or our own decision-making in those things that involve us. We should never take orders from another human being, but be partners. And when we give up control of our own lives, we let someone else, even our husband, dictate everything we do, we are in a place where we have given up our freedom willingly. We're giving it away. and that is not healthy. It makes women angry and sick.
Wow, you know, you're so right about that. You know, you've mentioned the webinars, events, and courses that you offer as part of Set His Heart Ablaze. Would you mind going into more detail? Because I'm getting the sense that perhaps someone is listening to this right now, and they're like, I might want to know more. And I happen to know you also have a free ebook that folks can download in order to kind of at least get a sense of what you're offering. But can you talk a little bit more about, you know, really everything that Set His Heart Ablaze offers?
Sure, sure, Jennifer. Well, the first thing, if a woman needs help right now, if she goes to the website, she can find some articles that I've written. And, you know, just moving around, there's a report. If you sign up for my report, it's kind of a stepwise, you know, here's how to make some changes today kind of thing. And that comes in an MP3 audio version as well. There is a membership, which should be up and active. We have the whole separate website for members, and that's coming really soon, probably within a week or two. And membership is very affordable. It's $97 a month, and you can do it all from home because, you know, we're all very, very busy. So that includes weekly training, discounts on past training courses, discounts and early notification on all events. It's really, really worth it. I also do live events. And the next one coming up is a two-day couples workshop. That is April 22nd and 24th. I'm sorry, April 23rd and 24th. It's a Saturday, Sunday. It's for couples. And my husband does this with me, and I will just have to say that, you know, men aren't, when men hear like marriage seminar, marriage workshop, they're just like, ooh, you know. But I just want to say that my husband gets where guys are. He can communicate really well. And in fact, he says that he wished he'd had someone like this for us when we were having trouble. So I like the couples events if men are willing to go to those, because my husband is a really awesome mentor and he's very wise and he has a really nice way of communicating with other men. So that couples workshop is coming up, and that is in Glen Arbor, Michigan. Also, we have some retreats coming up. There's a women's only retreat May 19th through the 22nd. That is in Leland, Michigan. It's for women only. And at the retreats, we go really deep. At the women's only retreat, only women are present. You will not see a man. And I work with you one-on-one and focus in on your main stumbling blocks. That's how we create transformation, because I don't give you everything. I give you what you need personally. At these retreats, there's a lot of one-on-one and small group time. And in fact, attendance at the retreats is very limited. I like to keep a small group. We also have a VIP couples retreat. Again, that's my husband and I both. That's September 22nd through the 25th at the Homestead Resort in Glen Arbor. And again, it's couples, but we go deep there. And we address your individual problems. I have other workshops in fall, Feminine Influence, which helps women figure out how to communicate to their man in such a way that he'll actually change along with her and come along beside her. I've got a workshop dealing with difficult people. So often I run into women who say things like, my husband is controlling, my husband lies, my husband... You know, she's dealing with some real, real challenges. So that's why I have this workshop, Dealing with Difficult People. It gives a woman the self-confidence and the skills to be able to handle somebody who doesn't react to them great. And it helps a woman figure out how to establish her own territory and her own values and what she wants without getting mean about it. And then we have another workshop for couples coming, that's the spring. So that's kind of the stuff coming up. Also, we do travel. So if you get a group of people large enough in your city, we'll actually come to you. I'll come to you with any of the women's events. My husband and I will come to you for a couples event. And that can be found on the website, how to reach me to work on that kind of thing.
Wow, you've got so much going on. I mean, really, you're addressing every person at every stage, whether there's someone who wants to access everything online, or whether they want to attend a live event, or whether they want to really go to a retreat to get that intensive, you know, help to transform their relationship.
Yeah, you know, Jennifer, I put a lot of time into this. In fact, it's been over a year since we had the original vision till we figured out exactly what we wanted to offer. And really that started with the why. You know, people have different needs. They have different life circumstances. Young women with small children find it very difficult to get away, even though they really need it. It can be very challenging. So, and then on the other spectrum, we have people who are really in dire straits. They really need a transformation. They need to go deep. They've tried everything else. They're probably talking about divorce. Those people need to come to a retreat and get the relationship back on track, get healing going on.
Fantastic. So where can folks go to keep up with everything that you're doing and to become involved with Set His Heart Ablaze?
Well, the website is a place. I do have a Facebook page as well. If you just go to Set His Heart Ablaze on Facebook, you'll find me there. And it's nice because on the Facebook page, I have other women participating. It becomes kind of a conversation. Women can talk. For members only, and this will be coming in a few weeks, there will be a private Facebook page where people don't have to be afraid about who's going to see it or whatever. It'll be for members only. So I usually post things coming up on that Facebook page so you know what's happening. And I do other things too. I actually am a relationship marketing specialist for businesses. So I've been given some little talks around my town, and sometimes I record them, put them on our YouTube channel. We also, Set His Heart Ablaze also has a YouTube channel. There's not a lot there right now, but I'll put a lot of that stuff on there so that, but you know, really pretty much everything I do is help people with their relationships and really appreciating each other on a higher level.
Fantastic. Well, so Dr. Jill, am I right in guessing that we will soon have a Set His Heart Ablaze podcast to add to the Facebook and YouTube and website?
That is a very strong possibility, Jennifer. I'm working with my technician and my marketing person who both happen to live with me. And we are working out how we're going to make that happen.
Fantastic. I'm absolutely thrilled that you're part of our podcasting course. I can't wait to listen to your podcast because you have such great knowledge.